This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
And we can dress real neat, from our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is Optimism Tuesday.
Good.
We're ready to rock and roll. I think we are.
I don't know. I got a weird look when I said good.
We're fine. You were just a little too far away from the mic, and that threw me off a little bit. And then I realized my headphones had been turned down a little bit.
That's on you.
So it had nothing to do with me being any distance from the mic.
They're right where they need to be. You
didn't
have to touch it.
You're a little far away from the mic right now, Davey.
Idiot.
Walk to the middle of the room to say that.
I realize that. But I'm in a good mood, so it'll be just fine.
Dave's in a good mood because the Titans got lucky.
I just said that wasn't the lead.
It's not the
got
lead.
Got lucky. Whoa. I mean, I'm a Titans fan too. I mean, I just don't. I just like to rub it in with him. But like, what do you mean got lucky? What are you saying?
I'm just trying to, you know.
Yeah, what are you doing? Hey.
It was fine. I'm glad they won.
It was a good game.
It's my team.
No,
too.
The storyline. I was just gonna say.
I'm saying
primetime games have been fun this year on Monday night. Last week, Colts blew a 16-point lead. You just continued to get good games. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, they have been. It's not been good for my sleep. Kind of like it when they're over so I can go to bed. But, you know.
Aww.
Fantasy football implications. It's the home state team. Came back and won. Well, I don't know. It was back and forth. It's a good game.
Yeah, came, I mean.
Back and forth.
A lot of lead changes in that game.
Tied the record for Monday Night Football.
What record?
Lead changes.
Yeah, just making sure everybody knows what you're talking about. It's kind of part of it.
You said there was a lot of lead changes.
Well, we were also having another discussion. I was just wanting to be clear to the listener that tied the record.
The SEC is not happy, Houston.
Well, they can go to hell.
That was a quick transition.
Does any other team get fined?
No. Ever? No other team has been fined. Ever.
Are you saying, like, if this were to happen for another team?
This
and there's
has
a 20
happened
minute,
for other teams.
Not where there's a 20-minute delay. I don't think we should have been fined.
That was their... Well, I don't think... But whether we should or shouldn't, I really don't care. I just want to know why Tennessee's the first.
Because it's the first time.
Because everybody's in a hyper.
This is not the first time this has ever
happened. No. It's the first time.
Then that's on the refs. Get control of the damn stadium.
That's all I was going to say. Mark Curls, very weak person when it comes to his
Mark
job.
Mark Pearls.
You going for like a pearl clutching reference or? Okay. Well. He didn't.
It's called tee it up.
He didn't take control.
No, he didn't. Everyone kept saying, why didn't someone from Tennessee get on the microphone? You know who has a microphone on his hip? And a piece attached to his face that sticks the microphone right in front of his mouth? The idiot, well, you know, in hindsight, if he had said anything, it might have just made it worse.
Right.
This is head referee Mark Curls. Please stop throwing things.
It's probably not a fan base you give your name to willingly.
I mean, everybody knows it.
They can find it, but they don't announce... The official
it's
on.
It's not like in the starting lineups of the game.
I mean, it's in the day's
TV.
Media guide.
Right.
Trust me, like most fans ain't looking that
up.
Oh,
no, I understand that, but like, it's not like it's unavailable.
No.
He'd have been getting pocket knives thrown at him if he'd announced that. $250,000.
So we should have just rushed the field.
Isn't that also $250,000?
I figure they would have just been like.
That's what he's saying. Get your money's worth.
If we'd have won the game, we might have got two fines.
Oh, they would have rushed the student section at least.
Yeah,
would have.
It would have goalposts would have gotten torn down. I don't think, but absolutely the field would have been rushed. Then things might have gotten a little, hairy, borderline dangerous.
They're also reviewing the film, Chris.
Yeah,
looking at the tape.
Sure,
working like heck to break it down.
Yes, find those criminals who somehow stole the mustard from the hot dog stand. Carried it down 15 rows into Neyland Stadium, and then
chucked it.
Well, right. You know,
gotta chuck
that's really not anything that bad. I mean, mustard is made of seeds, which grow in the ground, so he was just taking the mustard and putting it back with his family.
Okay.
A little Happy Gilmore reference there for those who didn't get it.
I like rakes.
I didn't break the rake. I was testing its durability.
Did you see the Happy Gilmore splice up with Kiffin?
That was whoever good. Did that was pretty good. You hit that guy. He shouldn't have been staying there. That's two thus far, Shooter. 250. What were the other ones? They have to review all their policy. Like, what the hell? Like, what are the policies? Like,
it's like your alcohol policy.
Was that one? Did they really have to do that?
Yeah. Because that's the thing. It's like, that's our warning. Like, they might, like, if it happens again, they're going to say you can't have alcohol in the stadium, even though it could have been a completely sober crowd. And I think
and they
would have the
thrown,
same outcome.
Oh, it would have been. They would have thrown water bottles only. I mean, I know they did. So what is it? We're going to have to drink water from our hands now? It's like, all right, here, just one dude pouring it out. Just, all right, cup.
That.
Dave, it was a joke. Dave, good God. $250,000. Reviewing of the policies. I love how Sankey came. You know, if something just doesn't feel right about this. Most of the time, something like this happens and the big wigs say, oh, I was very disappointed. And then they just kind of like let it go. It disappears. They let the media to stop talking about it. Like the SEC keeps, like they're making it worse.
Mm-hmm. I know why.
Why?
Because if they can continue to make this the conversation, they don't have to talk about their piss poor officiating.
Is now the time you wanted to do the thing? Okay.
I hope this happens again somewhere else.
It will. It does, like every year.
Like in the near future.
And I mean,
we'll just put Mark Carl on
the call. It happened in London, England, Sunday.
It was like 12 hours after the fact.
He's agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's saying twice in 12 hours this happened.
Yeah.
Like it's the only time it's ever happened.
This happens. It just does. I just love that Tennessee's the first team to ever get punished for it. And instead of saying anything about official, why? I'm not saying all officials are bad. I just don't understand why officials are so protected. And I don't mean like physically, like safety wise. Obviously, I'm all for that. But why are they never held accountable? And I don't even mean like, why are they never punished when they're wrong? I mean, why do they never have to answer a damn question about anything? Whether that call or countless others were right or wrong, can I at least talk to the official about, hey, why did you make this call that way? That's all I'm saying.
Even if we can't talk to them, why aren't they? I mean, like this, some of the guys on this crew or all the guys or certain guys, I don't know who's who. That's obviously not our job, but there should be, like, you're supposed to have, like, a supervisor of your officials that grades you, and at some point, guys on this crew should have just been terminated for you suck at your job.
Did you see what Sankey said in his statement? We are limited in our pool of officials.
Bull bleep.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
No, you're not. I used to go to a church. I went to church with a guy that was a white hat at a lower conference. He would have loved to get in the SEC. He's much better than these guys.
But that's the thing. They do the whole, well, we, you know, it just means more. So we have to have the top end of the top end of the top.
How many college football games are there on Saturdays? Like, start identifying the best official that worked the AAC game and pump him up.
You just plucked Oklahoma and Texas. Go get officials from other conferences, you wuss.
That's what happens in every other industry on the planet except officiating. It's like, oh, I've graded out perfect all these games. Maybe the SEC will come calling. No, they're not, because they're going to keep their same crappy crew that they've had for like 10 years.
We're limited on our...
You might be limited at the moment. Like, you can't replace them for like next week, but that's because you haven't identified this problem years ago.
Well, and that's why these officials are safe.
Yeah, like, and it just rewards them for doing a crappy job.
They mess up. They have a bad game, Memphis, Mississippi State. They give Auburn a catch on a ball that bounces 3 yards in front of the receiver. No, no big deal. They helped the SEC team in that one, so good job, boys. Well, we would suspend them, but we don't have anyone else to go to. Like, it can't be worse than these dudes. I'm with Davey. Like, make it a full time gig. What does Curls do? He's a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Like, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's good.
Turn him loose.
Go get somebody else. There's people who would die to be an SEC official. Just pay a little bit of money to train them.
And then hold them accountable. And then when they have two egregious, you know, game management errors, get rid of them.
Please review your policies. What the hell is it?
I mean, the disruption of Saturday night's game is unacceptable and cannot be repeated on any SEC campus.
I get Danny White kind of has to say some of the things that they put out there, but I really
am. He and Don D, that's fine.
But I really want to know, like, how, it, like, are they going, like, full Zapruder film, like, trying to make sure it's like, all right, I think we got this guy.
Already been 18 arrests.
I think that.
I don't know how many were during the game.
That was all from game night.
Yeah.
All of them were?
I've not heard of anything that has happened.
Today's actions. This is what I love to. Today's actions are consistent with the oversight assigned by the membership to the SEC office, including the financial penalty and review of alcohol availability. We will use this opportunity to reemphasize Sankey, SEC member, the importance of providing a safe environment, even with the intensity of competition that occurs every week. We will also re-engage our membership in further review of the alcohol availability policy to consider additional measures for the sale and management of alcohol while providing the appropriate environment for collegiate competition.
You got to give him credit, man. Like, to look for literally everything else as the problem here instead of recognizing the biggest, that takes some stones.
It reminds me of when one person...
You're not seeing the forest for the trees. I think that's how that phrase is used.
It reminds me of when one person kind of...
gift horse in the mouth.
Like, sort of punches one dude, but not that hard.
Yeah.
And then the other guy just, like, pounds the first dude into oblivion, and you're like, What'd you expect, man? You like sucker punch me out of the blue. Yeah, I'm gonna beat your ass. Like, and everybody's like, oh, I can't believe you beat that guy up. It's like, he punched me out of nowhere. I thought he was gonna hit me more. I had to defend myself, kind of thing. It's like, you're not even, it's like, nope. Fighting's not allowed. It's like, well, he punched me in the face. I thought he was gonna hit me more. I had to hit him back. Nope, sorry. He's off the hook. He's the one in the hospital because you beat his ass so bad.
So he's the victim
here.
Yeah, but he started.
He hit me first.
Nope. Sorry.
I mean, the officials always do get the second guy.
That's true.
And I think, I mean, you guys made, or whoever made the point yesterday, maybe it's not as nuts at the end of a game if there are no alcohol sales. But if there's a horrific, if you spin the clock back a couple years, and it's early in a game where everybody's like chug that last, you know, whatever to get in the stadium, people are just as inebriated as they are now. Like, at least from what I've seen, when I've been at games, I haven't been like, golly, everybody's so much drunker than they used to be when I was in college, or the year after that.
I feel bad that you're even having to like explain this, because obviously that was not the problem. It wasn't that all of those people were so hammered that they wanted to throw stuff. No. It was the game went in the way it did due to the officiating. And I don't even think it was just that. I think it was that. I think it was... Maybe certain fans were thinking, hey, why do the refs keep allowing Ole Miss's players to fake injuries? I think there was some of that. And so they just felt like the refs didn't have control of the game. Then we get, you know, spotted short on a play where the refs, you know, I don't know, 50 yards or not 50 yards, 50 feet behind the play. It was just a bunch of, like, junk. Now, on the last spot, I mean, strangely, they didn't get the spot right. But it wouldn't have mattered. Like, they were it was about a yard and a half short on the respot, or a yard, and he got a little closer than that. But it's, you know, whatever. But what stinks is that they were so out of position, and if they had marked that a first down, the call doesn't change.
Right.
But they just said, what do you got? Short. Right here. Sure. But if they move that a yard forward and we get the first down, I don't think there's enough review footage to overturn it. It just felt like anything and everything... I'm not going to give away a name here, but I got a college football referee in my DMs yesterday saying, I have watched that thing 46 times, and I have no idea how on earth you call forward progress here. If my white hat had made that call in a game, I'm literally walking out of there, because I'm not going to work with a guy like that. And then you've got some Saturday night football review. Did you see that guy, Dave, saying, oh, yeah, forward progress was stopped as soon as the players hit the quarterback, so the ref did the right thing. He was going backwards the whole play. He was trying to sell a play fake, or he didn't hear the whistle. Either way, the play's still going, man.
Yeah, it's not within the letter of the law of forward progress.
Here's the other stuff Tennessee has to do. They got to review their alcohol policy, as Davey said.
Man, review it. Yep, here it is. Yep. I looked it over. It's still pretty good. Like, what do you change?
They have to provide a report to the league office on its policies and how they're going to prevent future similar incidents.
Don't give me Mark Curls.
Yeah, we're going to ban Mark Curls from officiating games in Neyland Stadium.
While ensuring compliance with conference standards. That's the other thing.
We're going to play with a big net around the field now? We're just going to go to one of those baseball nets?
That's the other thing that I hate about the SEC.
Don't roll your eyes like that's a good idea. That'd be terrible.
I was preferring more of like the hockey panels.
At least we could bang on those and get above 118 decibels. That'd be cool.
Another thing that has always annoyed me about the SEC is they have no, really about college football in general, there's no consistency. There's no policy. There's no, like, this. It wasn't like this was in the rule book. Hey, if fans delay a football game or there's some time limit or something, you're going to get fined. There's no, like, and what's really weird
no,
is.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're making this rule up as they go.
They are.
And of course, as is always the case in college football, Tennessee is the first team to get killed for it. Now that 200, I mean, it comes out of our SEC revenue share. It's not going to kill the university. I mean, whatever.
If this was my local fantasy football league and we had something pop up, some rule thing, some weird thing that never happened before, we would say, okay, from now on,
right,
in the future, if any team does this, here's the punishment.
That's what they did when they started doing the fines for rushing the field. Something happened.
Just
I can't remember.
Find the first team, the next team that does it. I mean,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like something happened at one of the. They didn't find that school. They said from now on, the first time you rush the field, it's like 50,000 or something. Then 250. Excuse me.
So does this impact our next penalty for if we do rush the field? It's one of the things I did not get clarity on. I'm sure they'll find
we
a way.
We didn't rush
to do
the
it.
Field.
Well, I know, but like I'm saying, like they kind of put that in. The 250,000 is what that next rail or range is whenever you get that warning, or it's not really a warning because you're getting fined $250,000.
I thought the first time you did it was 50,000. Did they redo that? I
thought it was 150.
Why don't you look that up, Hickman, since you're just sitting there. Why don't you welcome to the show, by the way. That's great.
Well, I'm pretty sure the basketball and football go together, and didn't we? I was trying to think.
I know we did it under Bruce, but I don't think we did it since then.
I think it still applied, doesn't it?
Maybe it did. I don't know. That was Florida 09? No. 05.
I don't
05
know.
Or it might have been January of 06.
I don't know. Like, I don't think there's another league in the like of the Power 5 brands that has that rule in place. Well, you don't get fined. Like, I mean, ACC, do whatever you want.
Well, now they set like this weird precedent, too. Like, what if, three people throw three water bottles on the field at some game in the future? Like, is that a $250,000 fine? Is it only when it delays the game? If it hits, like, there's no...
And how do you stop it from opposing fan bases just taking over a stadium and trashing the field? Be like, well, here we are.
Yep.
Chris, you were right. Hate to say it.
Why do you hate to say it? What do you mean you hate to say it?
50,000 for the first violation.
Talk into your microphone, please.
Up to 100,000 for the second and 250,000 for each after that.
So we just jumped to tier 3 for throwing the junk on the field. We just jumped all the way to tier 3 of the punishment realm.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, that's what
classy.
Davey's wondering if this counts as a rush the field striker.
No, because we just jumped to peg 3.
We've not rushed the field.
We did
since
for this
win, the Florida game in whatever year that was.
98. Turn your mic up and talk into it. Remember, right into the front of it. You don't have to look at me when you talk. I know you want to because we're having a conversation.
I guess Mike's not even.
That's
on.
Good communication.
I know.
That's
what I'm saying.
Don't listen to Houston.
Yeah. No, just keep. Davey, he can't listen to me. I can't listen to him because.
What about this?
That's much better. I'd still turn it up just a little bit though.
I feel like a pastor now.
There you go.
Why? They don't hold mics. They got the headpiece now.
Yeah.
You look like a DJ.
Sideline reporter.
Yeah, that's what you. Yeah, you look like you should be on the booth at a Fox NFL game in the cold. You even got your little sheepskin.
Yeah. Or like getting
flannel
ready for
there.
Getting ready for a hurricane to come in.
Yeah. We're out here. Keep talking.
We're out here, and it's about to downpour on me.
That's what they say. We're out here and it's about to downpour on
you
me.
You gotta brace yourself as if the winds are gonna blow you away, even though people are just walking by naturally. Mm-hmm. Like, load of this
doing
guy.
Cartwheels in the puddles there.
I don't know, guys. I'm still not over the atrocity that we witnessed on Saturday night.
All right, what are you talking about?
It was terrible to see.
Are you talking about the Tennessee game?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were doing one of those things where you try to be funny and switch the topic.
After just listening to the national media, I mean, I would have thought we killed a guy. It was horrendous. I mean, I've seen some bad things in my life. I once saw a person get ran over by a car and lose their leg. What Tennessee fans did was worse. I was watching the game with my 3-year-old daughter, and she looked up at me and said, "Daddy, what just happened was worse than when the Biden administration left thousands of Americans stranded in Afghanistan, wasn't it?" And as I held back the tears and looked into her precious little eyes, I softly said, "Yes, sweetheart, what Tennessee fans did was worse." I mean, $250,000 is not enough. They honestly should have to pay like 5 Kevin Stills.
About $4.5
million. She still isn't over it. I don't know how I'm going to broach the fact with her about what Tennessee fans did again. I don't know. It just hurts.
Who has virtue signaled the most?
Dari.
Huh?
Dari Noka.
What? Oh, I liked him before just now. What did Dari Noka say?
Pretty much what I just said.
Wait, is that a Dari Noka tweet?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't know. He was just going off of like,
this was an like outrage.
It's a disgrace to the game. It's just what
I don't necessarily disagree with that.
He's taking it to the next level, though. I don't remember his exact quote, but he just went on and on and on. And it was after the game. And, of course, I'm sitting here with Russell and Bear.
I know why. Because he had to work later that night because SEC Now couldn't start because they were in there having to wait for the end of our game. And he's like, I want to go home and go to bed.
So I forgot to change the channel. So basically, like, we're in here till 3 a.m. and SEC Now just keeps repeating. And he's just on there. And maybe that's why I think it's worse because I kept seeing it. But it felt like they did two different ones. I thought they did more than just one go around. And
did they talk about the calls at all?
I mean, I would imagine they're not allowed to, right? It was the only thing they kept showing was just the replay of like the cheerleaders ducking and running for cover and the band heading underneath. And while that sucks, like I get it. Like I don't think what the fans did was acceptable in the fact that you're injuring your own fans in the moment.
And I'm not trying to diminish anything. Was there a serious injury in this?
No. Serious? No, I think there were some people that kind of like needed like just get checked out because they took like a bottle or stuff to the head, but it wasn't like they had to go to the hospital.
I mean, it was all plastic. I'm not saying a plastic bottle filled with water couldn't cause
no.
Any
like
I
mean,
a lot
like
of people
like
check their full
beer
you know,
cans,
tall boy beer cans.
Pete Thamel was bad.
Oh yeah,
Marty Smith.
What did Marty Smith say?
I hate this because I love him. I thought he was awesome. He deleted the tweet about the awesome atmosphere inside Neyland Stadium.
Oh, he complimented the atmosphere, then deleted the compliment and came at us.
Yeah, like
oh,
did he come at him? I thought he just kind of like.
Then he gave a long explanation. It was like since I deleted, like someone had like screenshotted that tweet
and said like, "Hey man, where'd that go?"
Yeah, then he was like, you know, that was tweeted before the events transpired in Neyland Stadium Saturday night.
What did his publicist say? Hey, if this is out there, someone could think you tweeted it after the chaos started?
Basically. You might get canceled because you said Neyland Stadium's atmosphere was awesome.
Josh Heupel doubled down yesterday. Oh, man. He's winning me over, bro.
Dari said, reminder, SEC football final starts as soon as this ridiculousness, embarrassing idiocy on Rocky Top ends.
Maybe he was talking about the officiating.
No. Yeah.
No.
No, maybe he was.
Whatever your opinion on the officiating, it doesn't justify hundreds of people throwing hard objects hundreds of feet towards people. Why should someone get physically hurt because you got mad about a call? Boo your butts off, but don't risk injuring someone else.
Was that also Darinoka?
Yes.
All right, he wasn't talking about the officiating there. Yep.
I cannot come to grips with the belief by many that anger over officiating justifies throwing things at humans from hundreds of feet away. Grow up!
They're throwing them near humans. Not necessarily at them. Man, the golf ball guy was probably aiming right for Kiffin, which is a hell of a throw, by the way.
You know what? What's really going to suck is when Kiffin posts a picture on Twitter this offseason when he's out there golfing and using that damn ball.
I mean, what did he say in the locker room? Did he say bleep Tennessee?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Cole Kubelik got on my nerves once I went back and rewatched.
When he was like.
What's he saying?
Him and Jordan Rogers both. So dramatic. And then here we are. If you do some digging, Cole Kubelik has a DUI. Like, what's more dangerous?
Well, that was a weird pull for you right there.
Like, what's
if you do some digging? You're saying just like a glass house type thing.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure Billy Stats tweeted that, actually.
Or
couldn't remember.
Brought it up.
It seems like Billy or DR Vol. I think it was Billy. But what's more dangerous, driving drunk or throwing water bottles? Apparently, throwing water bottles.
Did you see people getting on the Cole Kubelik for that?
Did they?
Yeah.
For the DUI?
Yeah.
That's a little. That makes us look worse.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm saying going at him bringing it up on the show. That's fine. That's you're right. Obviously, throwing a bottle at somebody less likely to do any kind of significant damage or harm than a drunk driver.
Let me ask you a question though, because they keep saying all these folks keep saying throwing stuff at people. Like, if you're in the 10th row in the end zone. And you chuck the water bottle out into the big, vast emptiness that is like the red zone in the south end zone. And it lands on the 15 or 20 yard line, which happened. I mean, water bottles would just land out there. No one, not near anyone. It was pretty obvious that whoever chucked that wasn't trying to hit anybody. Isn't that a different level than a person that throws like a bottle, like a spit cup with it covered like from the 10th row and hits a Ole Miss cheerleader? Like, isn't that different? Isn't it different to throw a water bottle out into nowhere just to be like, hey, clean this crap up. Come on.
Yes, the problem is in situations like that, the first person does it, and then everyone else says, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm doing that.
I'm not saying either one is right. Don't get me wrong.
No. Yeah.
But all of these people commenting on it jump to the worst aspect of the event.
They were throwing frozen batteries.
Yeah, I mean,
with nails in them.
I mean, Lane Kiffin was the most like sane person, and he was actually one of the people under. He was. If anybody had a right to be upset, it would have been Lane Kiffin, because you know the golf ball could have hit him in the head. It really could have. A bottle really could, you know, like, he actually could have been injured, and he was like, yeah, our players are fine. They had helmets on.
Yeah.
You know, the fans are passionate. It is what it is.
I've had three people tell me that once they made the third announcement about stop throwing things or Tennessee may have to forfeit, that 100% Ole Miss fans started throwing stuff on the field to try to get the forfeit.
We'll come back. We got more to get into, obviously. Tons today. I don't know if that was a great start to Optimism Tuesday, but
Davey, tell your daughter I'm thinking about her, though, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw this week. Drink it, don't throw it.
That's the problem. Had Neyland Stadium served White Claw, people wouldn't have been throwing their beverages. But some random generic beer.
Iowa fans threw junk on the field when they lost to Purdue.
Yeah, Purdue got.
Did Iowa get fined?
Purdue guy just drunk one of the beers.
That might have been after the game, right?
But they're not relevant, guys. Come on.
South Carolina.
They're not relevant?
No.
They're the number two team in the country, they're not relevant. Relevant?
No,
not relevant.
No. Come on, guys. We were on SEC team. Network. Yeah,
They're number two in the country.
No.
Beat Penn State.
Tennessee fans, that's. Iowa fans, like, what do you say about them? They wave to kids with cancer. Like, why would you dunk on them?
Is that it? So Iowa can do anything they want because they wave at kids in the hospital?
Pretty much,
And
yeah.
We, Tennessee fans, don't do anything nice? Like, we go to the game, and then we go back to our shanties and just write mean things on the internet, all of us?
I mean,
like, no one does anything good.
I mean, we're good sports in the fact that we recycle, but that's about it.
We were just making it easier for the cleanup crew to not have to walk loops around the stadium.
It's a time-consuming process.
I know. I'd feel bad for the guys who have to go in there. I'm not even kidding. Have you ever seen them have to do that? They just bring in a whole, like 100, 200 people, and they just walk a loop around their aisle and sweep up all the junk. We were just putting it all in one place. Could have waited.
But, I mean, it was like a late night. Like, cause, see, if Kiffin and them had not faked the injuries, the game would have been over with sooner, and therefore...
Yeah, and then Dory wouldn't be as mad.
Dude, I'm telling you, though, that played into it as well. The faking of the injuries, obviously the blown calls,
and it's
going to
be worse
spot.
Too. Like, here's the thing. Like, Nate, you might have mentioned this yesterday, but I mean, you were at the game to where when you're watching it on TV, they're not zoomed out to where you just see a guy randomly go down. They're usually focused in on somebody. And so for the crowd to just randomly keep seeing people go down, it's going to be even worse for them because they actually can't, like, I mean, you can make the inference of what's happening whenever it's just another guy down watching TV, but I'm sure it's much worse in person where you're just like, you know for a fact, it's just like, the guy just randomly fell down. Like, I want somebody to compile like a sniper video, you know?
I think maybe the most frustrating thing for
he just fell down, boom.
Tennessee fans like us, some of us are at the game, some of us weren't, none of us threw anything on the field, unless Adam... You need to tell us anything.
Are you lying about that? Because they got video, man. They got facial recognition.
I didn't actually buy anything at the game at all. I don't know. When it's a big game, I usually just don't even.
You didn't pay these low prices and pay no more?
I did not.
Who wants to stand in line?
I executed my game plan perfectly. You know, I got in before kickoff. I watched the whole first half. I went and hit the restroom kind of late in halftime, made it back for the third quarter, watched the whole game, out of there. But the line, when I went late at halftime, was still, like, I mean, you'd have missed the whole third quarter if you wanted to buy anything.
That's why you can't go at halftime. That's when everybody goes. I realize you don't want to miss any action, but you got to find the long TV timeout.
I didn't care. I'd rather watch the game than stand in line.
That's what I'm saying. If you go at the right time, you don't have to stand in line.
Buddy, you
Don't look at me and say you've never been to a game.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying there are times to go when the lines aren't as bad. But you do risk missing some action.
It was the worst this year.
Danny White said they fixed it. He said they got all those new beer stands and people.
You know very well they haven't.
That's why you got to double up when you go into the game. Especially now that it's cold. You can leave one under the seat. It'll be all right.
There were lines during the South Carolina game that would. I mean,
it was hot.
You know. Anyway, doesn't matter. But the most frustrating thing I think is that every one of, like, pretty much every normal person agrees that you shouldn't throw things on the field. Like, we're all on the same side of this argument. There's probably at least some of the people that threw stuff on the field that woke up Sunday morning and went, man, I was probably shouldn't have done that. This is just boiling over with anger. But regardless, every person that was in the stadium and didn't throw something, obviously didn't throw something, and I would say the vast majority of people that weren't in the stadium that are Tennessee fans agree that, you know, you shouldn't throw stuff on the field. I mean, what does it gain anyway? Even if they hadn't fined Tennessee, even if they hadn't, what purpose does it serve? I mean, it only, you know, it doesn't do any good. So what's frustrating is we all agree. We're all on the same team here. Yet to get credit from outsiders, right, to get credit from the circles that Greg Sankey rolls in, he has to make this show of, and like you mentioned, $250,000 to the Tennessee athletic budget is not going to change anything.
Yeah, that's like
it's new, not gonna. It's,
that, it's like new, like office chairs and like one wing or something.
That fine is not going to impact at all a person later on this season who's holding a water bottle. If a bad call happens, it's not going to determine their. It's not going to change their decision making at all on whether they do this again. It's just it's like a lot of the crap we're dealing with in the last year or so, where it's all for show. All of these punishments and re-checking and re-evaluating and writing the reports, and it's all for show.
None of
it actually changes anything. And that's what just drives me nuts.
No, you're 100%
right. It's a big dog and pony show for the national media so they can write about it and create this another dog and pony show virtuous people.
It's a chance for them to remind everyone how great of a human being they
right.
are.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
When they
is.
Know they're a scumbag.
Right. Maybe not a scumbag. I don't know. Well, some of them are probably scumbag. But
that's
this is,
why the Cole Kublik thing got brought up, though. It's because, like, we all screw up.
Well, that's the thing.
Right?
I was watching the game at that point. I didn't think he, like, went over the top. He was just saying, you know, a band director just got hit with a
Eliminate him, the person, though. Like, basically, any one of these people. Like, everyone has had a bad moment, made a mistake,
but
right?
That's what makes everyone. It so easy, is it's Tennessee fans.
Right.
Like, you're not pointing at one person and saying, you're a monster, you're so terrible for this. You're
you
just
lost
saying,
your temper and chucked a water bottle out on at the field.
Right, because then the one person says, yeah, you know what, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And that story over. But when you get to say, all of Tennessee fans are the most unruly and terrible people, and then all the other fan bases, because I've seen it. There are some Arkansas fans are like, good, I'm glad they did, because those guys stink. Mississippi State fans. I mean, Brandon Walker. Is he still with Barstool?
Yeah.
Saying this is the SEC's fault. Yeah, you
should. South Carolina fans should be on Tennessee's side because they've done it twice.
Yeah,
they've done it twice.
Arkansas last year that had it happen to them with is that the Auburn game? And then Ole Miss won a game last year they weren't supposed to.
No, I'm saying South Carolina fans twice have had the game stopped for throwing crap on the field back a few years ago. No fine, no nothing because guess what? No one cared. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a lightning rod moment.
South Carolina on the road?
No, at home.
Oh.
No, South Carolina got screwed over at home. Threw a bunch of crap on the field. They had to stop the game. They cleared. It didn't take as long, but they had to get. They had to have guys run down the corner in the student section, clean everything off.
We had a bigger stadium, and we were more mad.
And everybody was watching the game because it was kind of the last one.
And it was close. And it
exactly.
Ranked, yeah.
And it was a bigger stage. That's what I'm saying. The SEC is only doing this because it happened on a big stage, because it's gone viral, because it's like a lot of this crap, you know? Like, there's no substance to it. This isn't going to This isn't going to change any of the stuff that led to it happening.
No. But now the
SEC. It's all a show.
Well, that's what makes it so funny. Now the SEC gets to say, if it happens again, you're in big trouble. But what can the university do? I mean, it sounds like they're going to. What did they say if they catch the people, they're banned for the rest of this season?
Rest of the school year.
Yeah, so for 2021.
For all athletic events?
Yeah, I believe so.
So like no anybody who got arrested, yeah, if they had basketball tickets, got to get rid of them, baseball.
I tweeted it out yesterday, man. If I'm Danny, I just say there was indisputable video evidence and the call on the field stands.
What?
Don't actually look. Say you're going to do it. And then
what do you
don't.
Mean call on the field? What do you, what? I don't get.
He's saying the school is asked to review the film and catch who threw the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Davey's saying, Danny White's response is that we have reviewed the film, but there was no indisputable evidence of who threw the water bottles, so we're moving on.
Oh, I just didn't get the as call a, on the field stands.
That's a joke.
Gotcha.
Well, that's usually what they say after.
I love
fact.
How we
It'd
have
been better to say the call in the stands stands.
Mm, yeah.
I love how we have enough technology to pick out people in 100,000, but we can't get a camera on the other side of the stadium
to see if
when the ball came loose, when Corral got hit, or where the ball was spotted, or anything like that. Right. That's awesome. Yeah, you can go to jail. Because we got video, but we can't get the spot right. That's great.
Final segment, hour one. We're going to get right to the G3 hotline, G3 Help Me hotline, since we're loaded up here. If your loved one's been injured in an accident, G3HelpMe.com is the place to go. They'll help you out, the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Up first, we go to Matt. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
Let's go.
Where are we going?
What's up, guys? We're not going anywhere. I'm just
morning, buddy.
Bringing a little optimism into... what's been what I love, man. It's not really negativity this morning. I wouldn't say it's negative. I think it's just kind of real talk. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're just breaking it down, man.
Hey, can we be the first? If we're going to do this as Tennessee, because I'm telling you right now, if you had a poll, I'm sure Tennessee fans would vote it. But can you guys seriously tell me a more passionate fan base than Tennessee fans? Is there one?
For football or like college sports, probably yeah. not.
I don't know how to rank like the top few, but it Tennessee. There's no way you could convince me that anyone else is more passionate. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, there's like A&M. Yeah, like they're. They're like a cult.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this weird. Oh, what's the word? Like drive behind what they do, but I don't think it's almost like they're more in love with being in the cult than, you know what I'm saying? Like they
I have a buddy yeah, who's A&M friend. I have a buddy who's A&M friend. He has something on him that's A&M at all times unless he is specifically dressed in his military attire or in a suit for his job. Other than that, it's A&M all the time.
When it comes to cults,
fans like that too.
You have more fun as a follower, but you make more money as a leader.
Oh, God. Hey, if we're going to do this, guys, I side with the fans. I mean, and all these idiots out here in the media that are just blasting Tennessee, they just don't get it. They just don't. They don't understand why it happened. I'm not justifying throwing stuff on the field, but I'm saying there's a reason why that stuff happens. So if we're going to be crazy, you want to get nuts? Huh? Let's get nuts.
Let's
be
nuts.
The first team to storm the field after a loss to Georgia.
You
I'm
know?
Serious, that,
that's actually a great idea.
You know, you would start to force the administration's hand like, man, maybe we should talk. Maybe we got to get this stuff cleaned up with the SEC or we're just going to keep getting. I mean.
And what are they going to say? I can't believe you stormed the field. Teams storm the field all the time. Did you rake them over the coals about it?
Who says win or loss has to be? Let's be real.
Well, who's to say we lost? I mean, we could just justify it as in our own minds we won, you know. They can't argue with that.
The Clemson fans go on the field after every game.
Every game.
So I think we should just start doing that. I think it's ludicrous, yeah. Matt, that the Tennessee fans are like, let's start a GoFundMe to help pay the fine. I'm like, why would you want to help the university pay the fine? No, no, they've stolen your money for years. Make them pay it.
Yeah, make them pay it, man. I don't care. Look, 250 grand's a drop in the bucket over there. Mm-hmm. It's not a major issue. All they have to do in this whole situation is just set some signs out front, set some hefty fines. You know, of, I said yesterday, 2, 3, 5 grand. I don't care what it is. If you get caught throwing something on the field, you get fined this much and move on with it. It's not a major, you know, it's not a major issue. The bad thing about throwing stuff on the field is if you're throwing it from too far up, people get hurt down low. That's the only main problem. Everything else is just, you know, it just sucks because it's taken away from the spirit of the game. I mean, that was a top 4 or 5 atmosphere mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yep.
I mean, it was crazy. And it's just not going to get talked about. And, I mean, rightly so. I mean, the refereeing was absolutely atrocious. Hey, and Greg Sankey, guys, I mean, can we stop? If the university's realistically going to look into this beer sales deal, again, they're missing the mark. Yep. Beer sales had nothing to do at all with stuff being thrown on the field. You had your arch nemesis. It wasn't even Ole Miss. It was just Lane Kiffin came to Knoxville. That was probably destined to happen no matter what. And if you take beer out of the stadium and you have people liquored up prior to a game, myself included, God knows what happened. When I'm chasing down shooters left and right, probably worse than what it was.
Yeah.
I don't understand the stupidity there, guys. It's baffling. Like, let's review the beer sales.
No, it's like, I mean, what, dude, they've just got to say something. They've got to try to find reasons.
Don't they stop selling beer at some point? I mean, this was right near the end of the game.
It's the third quarter. It's at the end of the third quarter. Yeah. They sell in the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter lasted like 18 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
they hadn't
no
sold
way.
Any beer for 40 minutes before that happened. Maybe 25.
It's probably longer.
It's just dumb.
No, I mean, they kept going down in the fourth, man. They had to take so many injury timeouts.
Surprised somebody still had that beer shut.
I just found one laying around.
Like, why hadn't you drank that thing yet, bro?
Would it be lying around?
Hey, I'll get out of here, guys. But can y'all tell me? I saw this question asked on the message board, so take that for what it's worth. But you think Milton kind of purposely maybe ran out of bounds?
No,
seems a little. Would you? You sure, man? You rewatched
that? Shutting
that
down. I know. Yeah, I remember, Matt. Like, I mean. I feel for the kid that it was obviously a very stupid mistake. I don't think he intentionally tried to sabotage the game.
I don't think so either. He's been very complimentary of Hendon Hooker the whole season.
Is he sabotaging the game? What's this?
I don't know.
What's
he lost?
Just him running out of bounds on purpose.
You're saying because he lost the starting job?
I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying if you kind of watch it, just seems like, you know, just ho-hum, like, okay, I can't get the pass. I'm just going to run out of bounds. You know, like, I don't care. I mean, there's no way he knew that he could not get that ball in the end zone to have a chance. There's no way he did not know that. No way. There's absolutely just, that's impossible to know. Any other player at any other time makes a throw, whether it goes out of bounds or not. I mean, you just give it a chance. I mean, just to run 10 yards past the line and scurry out of bounds and not even try to cut back and get a hit, or it just seems weird to me, guys.
Well, it's definitely weird, and I definitely think it was a complete brain cramp. But I don't think he did it on purpose. That doesn't make any sense.
Worse than JG?
No, it's not.
I'll argue that one to the grave.
I don't know. That's pretty close, guys.
There's malicious content or malicious intent for one, and then the other, it's just you made a mistake.
I don't know. JG at least thought he was
going
to score.
Yeah, a lot of times going for a QB sneak on the goal line is that's going to be the right call a lot of the times. There's never going to be a right time to go out of bounds as time expires.
Yeah, but if Josh Allen had run sideways out of bounds, he definitely wouldn't have got the first down either.
Are we going to have the same crew Saturday?
Hell no.
God, we'll get beat by 80 points.
I did get to listen to a little bit of the drive yesterday, and I love the idea. Heupel won't do it, but if you want to make something happen, it has to happen to Alabama. So, literally, we should have a guy just go down with
every
a cramp every single play on defense. I'm all for getting petty. Like, that's right up my alley. So, I would love to see it because you know they would address it afterwards.
And then fine us.
Yeah, that'd be a fine, too, yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you.
Thanks for the call. We'll come back and get right back to the phone lines after this quick break. Stick with us on 3 and Out.